Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. From His Heart is heard every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on American Family Radio. Well, now we are on the edge of a new year. We're knocking on the door of the new year. Today is Wednesday, December 28th, and 2022 is rapidly passing away. 2023 is on the horizon, and we have gone from saying to people Merry Christmas to saying Happy New Year. And those things always transition as we get closer and closer to the new year. And think about that. Happy New Year. That's what we say. That's what we want. We want that for ourselves, and hopefully we want that for other people. But the question is, how? How can you really experience a happy new year? How can you have a happy life, a happy marriage, a happy family? You know, those things don't just happen by osmosis, just because you want it, just because you say Happy New Year. You know, the world is filled with lots and lots and lots of unhappy people. Now, nobody wants to be unhappy. Nobody wants to be miserable. That's not the goal when people set out in life, but lots of miserable, unhappy people. And why is that? And how can you personally have and experience a happy new year, a happy 2023? Well, the scripture says of Jesus that he kept increasing as a young man. He kept increasing in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and man. So the way to a happy new year where you're growing in wisdom, you're growing in stature, getting hopefully physically stronger, definitely emotionally stronger. You know, as you get older, your physical body starts to break down. I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm doing his wife's funeral in Houston on Friday, my friend Howard Wagner, who is in his 90s, and talking about ailments that he faces. And, you know, any of us who are getting, you know, to those particular ages where your body's not as strong as it was, we face challenges. But here's the thing, we can still grow emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and we can do all we can physically to make sure that, you know, we're eating right and we're getting enough exercise and sleep and those kinds of things. But wisdom, stature, favor with God and men, we're growing vertically in our relationship with the Lord, and we're growing horizontally in our relationship with people. Now, the way that you do that, and that is what produces a happy life and a happy new year, and the key to all of that, Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All what things? Well, Matthew 6 is the famous passage in the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus talks about anxiety and worries. And he says, do not be anxious. Don't worry about your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? He says, hey, look at the birds of the air. I mean, they don't sow. Neither do they reap. They're not like farmers. He said, they don't gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? Of course. And so if God feeds the birds and provides for the birds, he's going to feed you and provide for you. Now, remember this about birds. Birds, God does provide for them, but God provides as they go out and search for food and dig for worms and do the things that the things that are necessary in order for the Lord to provide. They don't just sit around in the nest watching TV on their iPads or whatever. They are out there working. And so that's a good lesson for you and me. Hey, God will provide for us, but He'll provide as we get out there, as we trust Him, and as we do the things that are needed and necessary for us to flourish. And so we don't need to be worried. We just need to have the right priorities. Priorities are key. So you're listening today and you say, hey, I want to have a happy new year. I want my marriage to be better this next year than it was this year. I want to have better relationships with my kids. I want to have better relationships with the people I work with. I want to grow, as 2 Peter 3:18 says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to grow closer to Jesus in this coming year. I don't want to drift from Him. I want to be more in love with Him. And as the old song says, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. And I want that. And so the question, as we said, is how? It's priorities. When you prioritize the Lord, when you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, then He provides all those things for you. Jeremiah 29:13, the Lord says, and you'll seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now, if you don't search for the Lord with all your heart, if it's real hit and miss, if it's just, I'm real excited today, but tomorrow I'm not real excited about spending time with the Lord, about seeking Him first, I put Him on the back burner, then it's real hit and miss. Well, your Christian life is going to be hit and miss, and your relationships, your main relationship, vertical relationship, will be hit and miss. Your horizontal relationships will be hit and miss. You will struggle greatly with the flesh, that battle from within. You'll be losing that battle. But I say, walk by the Spirit, Paul says in Galatians 5, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh, for the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, so that you may not do the things that you please. And so we have to stay connected to the Lord, and we have to seek Him first. So here are some things that will help you as you think about priorities for the new year. And you don't have to wait till January 1st to start this. You can start it today. And first priority, a quiet time. Spending time with the Lord in the morning when you wake up, before you start your day, that is the best time to spend time with the Lord, to order your day. It's a picture in the Old Testament of the manna. And the manna would come in the morning. And remember, it'd be like a dew that would be on the ground. And it was this white flaky stuff. It looked like frosted flakes. And it was sweet. It was honey. It was wafers filled with honey. That's how the Bible describes it. And you could cook with it and make all sorts of things with it. But it's same substance. It's manna. And the Bible calls it, men did eat the bread of angels. And so the thing about the manna was you had to get it in the morning. And God was faithful to have it every morning, and you would get enough for that day. You couldn't store the manna because it would grow foul and breed worms if you tried to store it. So God provided as much as you needed for that day in the morning. If you waited and didn't get it in the morning, then it would melt. It wouldn't be there. And that's a good picture for us, that we need to seek the Lord in the morning as we start our day. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And just as Jesus said in the model prayer, give us this day our daily bread. We start out in the morning praying for our daily bread. If you do that at the end of the day, some people say, well, I have my time with the Lord at the end of the day. Well, that's fine if you do that in addition to the beginning of the day, because the day is over when you are getting ready to go to bed. And I have found through the School of Hard Knocks, if your quiet time is at the end of the day, it's real easy to fall asleep during your quiet time. And so you want to do that at the beginning of the day. Make that the priority. And a quiet time involves prayer and Bible study. Those two things make for a time with the Lord, prayer and Bible study. And we can have lots of books that help us, devotional books and other books that we read in addition that help us to think about things maybe in a different way and to read commentaries along with the Bible to help us understand passages. Sometimes people think, well, pastors know all the answers to all the questions about this verse, that verse, and the other verse. Well, no, they don't. We have to look that up, and we have to study the words, and we have to cross-reference, and we have to do those things too. And so here is a really good website that I found that I refer to a lot. It's called Got Questions, G-O-T, gotquestions.org. And it has a lot of solid biblical answers to questions that we have concerning the virgin birth. And they will give you answers to those questions you have concerning the virgin birth, concerning this doctrine, that doctrine, the other doctrine. You just type in the search engine what you're looking for, keywords of what you're looking for, and those articles come up. And they're not super long, but it helps. People have questions about Melchizedek. Who is Melchizedek? You're reading in the book of Hebrews, perhaps, and you read this guy Melchizedek, and you know, oh man, I don't understand this. So gotquestions.org can really be helpful. So quiet time with the Lord. How much time should you spend in a quiet time? Well, that just depends. You know, some people like to read the Bible through, and they read the Bible through in a year. My wife has done that for many, many, many years. Well, she has a capacity to do that. I'm not as good at that. I don't have a good capacity to read for distance. I would rather read for depth. And I would rather spend time and just maybe read a couple of chapters and really think through and meditate on that than to read 5 or 6, 7 chapters and have trouble recalling what all I read. So it kind of depends how you are. It's obviously good to read through the Bible every year. That's a great thing to do, but maybe that's not the best thing for you to do because of the way you're wired. Maybe it's, I'm going to read through the New Testament this year, and I'm just going to read it slowly. I like what one guy said was, read, take a month and just read the Gospel of John every day for a month. If you do that, the epistle, 1 John. 1 John's only 5 chapters. You can read that. You can read through that every day. If you do that every day for a month, you would really know the book of 1 John. You would know every chapter, what's in the chapter, because you're just immersing yourself in that. Read the Gospel of John. Read a chapter a day. John's 21 chapters. A chapter a day, you can read through John in 21 days and have a notebook there and write down your questions and have somebody that you can talk to about what about this, what about that. Maybe gotquestions.org didn't answer your question. So you have an older brother or sister in the Lord that can help you with that. A quiet time is huge. Make a prayer list. Write down on a piece of paper the people you're praying for and go through that list every day and put specific things in there. So often we pray so generally, you don't ever know if your prayers get answered if you're just praying very generally. Lord, bless this person, bless that person, bless the other person. Find things out about the people, what are issues in their lives, what they need, and pray specifically for those needs, whether it's a physical need or a financial need or some kind of a family need, a marriage need, something like that, and be specific in your prayers. And here's the good thing, too, with prayer. The Bible is filled with prayers, and you can pray the prayers of the Bible back to God. Pray God's word back to Him. When you read something in the Scripture, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. Say, Lord, You said in Your word that You were near to those who are brokenhearted, and I'm brokenhearted today. And Lord, that You deliver those, You save those who are crushed in spirit. So Lord, I'm just claiming this verse today. We take God's word back to Him. We claim it. We don't name it and claim it. He names it. But then we claim what He names and we trust Him to do those things for us. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We're talking about how to have a happy new year, and it starts with priorities, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, knowing that all these things will be added to us. We're up against a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Rob West here, host of MoneyWise, heard daily on American Family Radio. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. For over 40 years, American Family Association has been on the front lines in the battle for the future of our great nation. They continue to stand for the biblical principles America was founded upon. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. Why not explore the benefits of including AFA in your estate planning? You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Contact Riley Wildman and the team at the AFA Foundation today. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit afafoundation.net.
Find peace in God's Word. In Nahum 1:3, the Lord has His way in the whirlwind. Frequently in life, we find ourselves in a whirlwind, don't we? Really, the wording means His way prevails even over above the storms of the whirlwind. God is in control. He has His way even above the noise of the storm.
Don't miss Exploring the Word with Dr. Alex McFarland weekdays at 3 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up with the podcast at afr.net.
This is the time where we all better be on our knees in front of our windows, where we better have the boldness to stand on the truth of God's word, where our allegiance better be to Him. Listen, He alone has an enduring kingdom. He alone makes promises and keeps them. God alone, nobody else.
Airing the Addisons, weekday afternoons at 2 Central on American Family Radio.
In His image, delighting in God's plan for gender and sexuality is changing hearts and lives.
It speaks directly to the power and the grace of God.
It gives me hope for people that I know that are struggling.
The whole idea of In His image has moved me.
We actually had one gentleman contact us, and he said that this film changed his mind about this issue. We had a pastor reach out to us, and he said that he'd been struggling with hatred in his heart towards people in the LGBTQ community, and this film helped him to realize he needed to have compassion and show people the love of Christ. We also had this same-sex attracted couple contact us, and they said after seeing the film, they wanted to live obedient lives for Christ no matter what, and they said, please pray for us. We know this is going to be hard. We've even had people come to faith in Jesus through In His Image.
To find out more, visit inhisimage.movie.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about how to have a happy new year. And the way you have a happy new year is through priorities. Seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness. And Jesus said, when you do that, all these things that you worry about will be added to you. Now, we all are familiar with the definition of insanity. Insanity, what is it? It's doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different result. Hey, if you want to have a happy 2023, and you say, hey, 2022 wasn't happy. Now, circumstances can hit all of us, and the most godly of people can have extreme difficulties. You just look in the Bible, people like Joseph, people like Daniel, people like Job, people like Paul, you can be right with God and experience tremendous, tremendous difficulties. But, you know, if you say, hey, I don't like what happened in 2022, I wasn't growing spiritually, I wasn't good in my marriage, in my family, in my job, but I want to have a good 2023, and if you don't change anything, then you're just whistling Dixie. I mean, it's just not going to work. And so you have to make some changes. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So as we ended the first segment, we talked about a quiet time, prayer, and Bible study, and doing that the first thing in the day. And to start, let me just encourage you, this is a simple thing that you can do. When you get up in the morning, get up and immediately go down on your knees and thank God for the day and thank Him for sending His Son. Thank Him for the cross. Thank Him for the empty tomb. Thank Him for giving you His Holy Spirit to live inside of you as a follower and a believer in Jesus Christ. And thank Him that the Lord Jesus is coming again in power and great glory. See, Adrian Rogers used to say this, we ought to live as if Jesus died yesterday, rose this morning, and is coming back tonight. And that way you keep the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the return of Christ really close in your heart. And you're thinking about His return, and you're praising God for His sacrifice in sending His Son to die on the cross for your sins and to conquer sin, death, hell, and the grave when He rose again. And so very important to keep that fresh in your heart so you don't get stale. We all have trouble, as the song says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. We have trouble with drifting in our relationship with the Lord. What did Jesus say to the church in Ephesus? Revelation chapter 2. You're doing a great job here and here and here, but I have this against you. You've left your first love. You've drifted away from me. You don't love me like you used to. To quote that old Barbara Streisand song, you don't bring me flowers anymore. You know, we can drift in our relationship with our spouse, where we just kind of take them for granted and we're not pursuing them and we're not really seeking them like we used to. And we can do that in our relationship with the Lord, where, hey, you're not seeking me first like you used to. Other things are coming into your lives. I remember just a couple of weeks ago talking to Richard Blackaby, and we were talking about the distractions that we all face with social media, with our phones and iPads and things going on with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and emails and all these things that we're so tempted. Well, let me just spend a little time over here, and we can get distracted so easily, and we need to turn all that off and put all that to the side to really seek the Lord and seek Him first. And think about a quiet time this way. It's like brushing your teeth or combing your hair. It's mandatory before you leave the house. What was his name? Carl something or other. Carl Malden used to have a commercial about American Express card. Don't leave home without it. Hey, don't leave home without spending time with the Lord, without seeking Him first. And hey, maybe you only have 10 minutes. Well, spend that 10 minutes fully devoted in those 10 minutes to the Lord, to prayer and Bible study. And here's the thing about prayer, because the Bible says that we're to pray without ceasing. So we have a time of prayer, and then we just continue to pray all throughout the day. Pray without ceasing means you call God up in the morning. What did I say? You get out of your bed, get on your knees, and talk to God and thank Him for your salvation and for all His blessings and for the cross and the empty tomb and the Holy Spirit and the return of Christ. You thank Him for those things, and then you never hang up the phone. You always leave the line open so you can just talk to God all throughout the day. And when challenges come, when difficulties come, when problems come, when good things come, you're just constantly thanking Him, praising Him, asking Him for wisdom. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. It gives to all men generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. Lord, give me wisdom. Help me to see this from your perspective. Show me what to do. And we build that close relationship with Him. So a quiet time is critical. That's your number one priority for every single day. Time with the Lord. Unhurried, uninterrupted, undistracted time. And how about this? workout time, because Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, in favor with God and man. He increased. And so, hey, it's good for us to work out. It's good for us to exercise. A lot of people are dealing with all sorts of things because they don't exercise. And you can not exercise, not exercise, not exercise, and you turn into a couch potato, and then it's really difficult to do it. So get out there, start walking, start doing some things. And in workout time, that's a great time to listen to American Family Radio, listen to the podcast, you know, any broadcast on American Family Radio. You can go back and listen to it again. You can share it with other people in the car, listening to sermons. I was an outside salesman for many years before the Lord called me to preach, and I would listen to sermons. I was in the car probably 3 or 4 hours a day as an outside salesman. I'd listen to sermons. I had, you know, I was back in the day of old cassette tapes, and I just had a big bag full of cassette tapes, and I would buy Adrian Rogers sermons, you know, by the dozens, and just listen to those. And I'd listen, you know, to a sermon maybe 5, 6 times, 7 times. I got to where I felt like I could preach the sermon better than Adrian could, just tongue in cheek there. But I knew it so well because I listened to it over and over again, and it really helped me grow in my understanding of the Lord and my understanding of the Word. And even today, I will have His voice in my head when I read a particular passage or when I retell a story that He told, and I can hear His voice because I listened so long. I like today to listen to a lot of questions and answer times. John MacArthur has a lot of Q&As where he just lets his church ask him questions, and those are all on YouTube. And man, you can really learn a lot when he just off the cuff is answering questions, questions about losing your salvation, questions about the Holy Spirit, questions about prayer, questions about end times, eschatology, those kinds of things. And so I encourage you in that way. Take advantage of workout time, car time, just time, maybe you're mowing the yard or something like that. Just listen. I'm not a huge music guy, although I like music, but I like to listen to people preaching and teaching and things that are going to help me grow that way. And then priority for church. That's a huge thing, and so many people are hit and miss on that. So for 2023, make church a priority for yourself and for your family. And be not a passive church member, be an active church member. Participate. Get involved in a small group, in a Sunday school class, or in some kind of a small group. Serve and give. And God will bless you for that. And all of a sudden, you'll find that, man, I have a lot more friends and a lot more people that are focused on the same things that I'm focused on, and that is seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness. And let me encourage you this with priorities. Keep your eyes on the prize, and the prize is Jesus. And fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. What did we say earlier? It's easy, very easy to drift. And I think about the story of Mary and Martha because it's so pertinent for all of us. When Jesus was going to the home of Mary and Martha, remember it was Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, he was very close to them. And so Martha was there, had a party for the Lord, had a dinner for him. And Martha, the Bible said, was distracted with all her preparations. And Mary left the kitchen, and she was seated at the Lord's feet listening to His word. And Martha, who was distracted, she was frustrated, no doubt, and she said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha." I love that. He repeats her name. And He's not yelling at her. He's saying that. I can just imagine in my mind that just the sweetness of that. "Martha, Martha. You are worried and bothered about so many things. But only a few things are necessary, really only one, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." What is Mary doing? She's sitting at my feet listening to my word. You're so busy preparing something for me that you've lost sight of the fact that it's all about me. It's not about your meal for me. It's about me. And you don't want to miss out on time with me as you prepare something for me. Does that make sense? We can easily, it's meatloaf for the master. And the master is the focus. What am I doing? I'm doing this for the master. But I think for Mary, all of a sudden, meatloaf for the master became meatloaf for the master. And the master started taking the back seat to the meatloaf, to the meal. And we can easily do that if we're not careful. Hey, what do we need to do every single day? Sit at his feet, surrender our lives to him anew and afresh, and listen to his word and spend time with him. Time in unhurried, undistracted fellowship. And that's how you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when and as you grow, wisdom, stature, favor with God and man, God will bless you. You will experience the fruit of the Spirit, the love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness and the goodness and the gentleness and the faithfulness and the self-control. Against such things there is no law. And all those wonderful things that the world longs for. You can't get joy and love and peace in a pill, in a bottle, in some kind of thrill and some kind of promotion. That stuff comes from the Lord. And you get it and experience it when you're right with him. In his right hand, the Bible says in Psalm 16, in his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And we can, as his children, we can experience that as we walk with him. So that's what David said, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forever. It says of Jesus, in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Everything is found in him, and he is the source of satisfaction. And as we really focus in on him and sink our hearts in him, that's when we're going to find peace, we're going to find joy, we're going to find purpose, we're going to find everything, and our souls will indeed be happy in the Lord. So let me just encourage you with that, with your priorities. And really, it's good at the end of the year especially, it's good to take a sober inventory of your life. Hey, where am I? When I worked for Nalco Chemical Company, we used to sit down with prospects and we'd ask them these questions. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? How are you going to get there? And how are you going to monitor progress? So where are you now? That's in good to great terminology, Jim Collins. You face the brutal facts. You look in the mirror. Where am I now spiritually? Where am I now in my marriage, in my career, in my relationship with God, in my relationship with family, in my relationship with friends? Where am I? On a 1 to 10, 1 being terrible, 10 being great, where am I? And evaluate yourself. Where am I now? Where do I want to be in those different areas? And do I want to be a 3 in my marriage? Of course not. Do I want to be a 4 in my relationship with the Lord? Of course not. I want that to be high. I want that to be a 9, a 10, as high as it can possibly be. So where are you now? Where do you want to be? And how are you going to get there? So I can't keep doing the same things over and over. If I'm a 2 in my marriage, well, whatever I'm doing that's giving me a 2, I don't want to keep doing that. I need to make changes. And how are you going to monitor progress? And so it's good to see, hey, I'm seeing changes. And just like with a quiet time, maybe you get a calendar and you just start saying, hey, I had a quiet time this day. And you mark those off and you see progress. And that encourages you to keep going. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm going to open the phone lines when we get back. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to talk to you as we look at this subject of priorities and doing what is necessary to have a happy new year. So call in and we'll visit. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. And I'm excited about the new year because I know, don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And the God who loves me invites me to come to Him. He has everything I need, and He will provide for me as I put Him first. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. There were great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813. That's 1-800-788-1813.
AFA Foundation Director Riley Wildman.
A charitable gift annuity is perfect for AFA supporters with an eternal perspective like Lucy Overstreet.
Psalm 78 tells us that we are to tell our children and our grandchildren and the future generations after them what the Lord has done in our lives and what the Word of God says.
Lucy's charitable gift annuity will keep supporting this ministry for generations.
I wanted something that would have eternal value, and that's the way I think of the American Family Association investment.
Contact Riley Wildman and her staff at the AFA Foundation and find out if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. 800-326-4543, extension 345. Or visit our website, afafoundation.net.
My life is not about me, it's about Him.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about how to have a happy new year. And it comes about when we focus on the right things and our priorities are put in a godly order to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, knowing that all these things will be added to us. All the things that we worry about, what shall we eat and what shall we drink and what shall we clothe ourselves with? And Lord, how are you going to provide here and how are you going to provide there? And how am I going to pay my house payment? And how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? When you put the Lord first, everything else falls into place and you build your trust in the Lord. And when the difficulties come, you can say with King Jehoshaphat, Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. And I know that you're going to see me through because as I do what Mary did, Luke chapter 10, and I listen to your word and I put myself at your feet and I surrender my life to you, not my will, but yours be done. then I experience your provision and your power and your presence and your peace, even in the midst of the storm. So the phone lines are open, 888-589-8840, as we talk about this important subject of priorities and how to have a happy new year. And we have Gary on the line from Ohio. Gary, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Gary, hello.
Yes, sir.
We need to have a revival and get together with the Christians, stand together this new year and put God's word out, and because that he is our hope. Without him, we don't have any hope in this life, because we're all born to die, and we need everlasting life with Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, we sure do. You're exactly right. Jesus is our only hope. And for a Christian, Colossians chapter 3 says, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. I was thinking about that just driving in this morning. We don't have a life outside of Jesus, because when you become a Christian, you give your life to him. As Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me. So very good, Gary. I totally agree with you. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I just think that we have a hope. There's 340 million people in the world. And I think if we put out the word that we could... make the world a better place.
Well, that's the world is going the way of the world, for sure. We can influence people for Christ, and that's our job as a witness for the Lord Jesus. We know the end of the story in the book of the Revelation. We know that the world is on a collision course with the Antichrist and with the tribulation period. But we make an impact as we shine and as we share, and we can turn things around in America. I have a program coming up in just a couple of days with Kirk Cameron, and he is all excited about the impact that we can make. Hey, we need to be excited as Christians, because we're salt and light, and we can. God has promised that he will use us as his witnesses to make a difference in lives. And as people come to know Christ, everything changes. And so marriages change, families change, people change from the inside out. And as marriages and families change, then communities change and churches change and cities change. And there can be a great revival that will come to our land. So God bless you, Gary. Thank you for that comment. And we need to be praying that the Lord would bring sweeping revival before the coming of the Antichrist and all those things, when it's going to be very, very difficult. And even in that, we're going to see a huge revival during the tribulation period, and many Jews are going to come to faith in Christ. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. Well, we have Donna on the line from Texas. Donna, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, Pastor Shreve. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And love to your wonderful wife.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say that God is such a provider, and he's so true and faithful to his word. The message that you have brought forth today is an answer to prayer, in that I have a family in my life whom I have been privileged to be able to speak into. And with us leaving 22 and going into 23, this is exactly the message. This is exactly the message that needs to be talked about in our time together.
Amen. Well, yeah. I appreciate that. And, it's for all of us, because we have to keep pursuing the Lord. You know, you might be listening, you've been a Christian for 50 years, but, the old illustration about the lump of coal, when you get it away from the other from the other pieces of coal, it starts to go out. And so we need to be staying hot and on fire for the Lord and guarding our own hearts and making sure that we're growing in our relationship with Jesus and not drifting in our relationship with Jesus. And so, Donna, how long have you known the Lord?
Reminder. Oh, golly, I've known the Lord since I was a little girl and was baptized in the Holy Spirit and received my spiritual language. But I've been, you know, over the years walking this way and that way. And in the last 10 years, solid, the Lord has kept me and just mentored me and continues to mentor me. We need that encouragement. We need that those reminders of staying close to Him. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, Donna, and God bless you, and hope that you have a wonderful new year, and may the Lord use you greatly. Well, the phone lines are open, 888-589-8840, and love to talk to you. Let me just say this, as we talk about seeking first His kingdom and His righteousness, Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, you know, don't be worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. Just seek me and trust me for the day. Remember, we can't live tomorrow. Worry is always focused in the future. It's not focused on the past. We worry about things coming up. We worry about a lot of things that are never going to happen. But tomorrow may not come. All we have is today. So we need to live today to the full. And start off each day, Lord, this day I'm living for Your glory, and I don't want to hold on to sin. I want to walk in the light as You Yourself are in the light, so that I can have fellowship with You and thank You that as I walk in the light, as I deal with sin, as I don't let that stuff foul and fester in my heart, as I pull it out of the darkness and under the blood, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. But here's the key to a happy new year, seeking the Lord first, is discipline. Discipline. It takes discipline to do that. 1 Timothy 4:7, but have nothing to do with worldly fables fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. Before Christmas, I had the privilege of talking to Coach Scott Surratt, who is the coach of the Carthage Bulldogs in Carthage, Texas. He's won 9 state championships in Division 2 football. Tremendous coach, and he is on the precipice of being the winningest coach as far as state championships go in the history of Texas high school football. Well, I asked him how he did it. And the way he does it is through discipline. And they're constantly working on improving as a football team. And without discipline, you're not going to win in life. You have to have discipline. As my principal, Mr. Lewis Brown, who's in heaven now, he told me one day, Jeff, if you ain't got discipline, you ain't got nothing. Now, he was speaking that way just for emphasis. But discipline is key. Discipline yourselves for the purpose of godliness, and make the commitment every morning. I'm going to spend time with the Lord, and I'm going to read this much in the scripture, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to seek His face, and I'm going to be disciplined to do it. If you discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, you will experience the Lord's hand upon your life. Well, we have Carolyn on the line from Texas. Carolyn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor. I also thank you for you, being you and how you help us. I want to visit your church one day, and my son and I want to drive over. But one thing I wanted to say, things that have helped me, I struggled for a while and still have to watch it because I just knew I wasn't really studying and, you know, come and go. And so one day I just remembered that the Lord said, if you have not because you ask not. So I just asked Him, help me to really want to seek You and seek Your word and understand it. And so I kind of began a little journey, and I would read a proverb a day on every 31-day month, and then I'd do the Psalms, and then I really started wanting to read His word. And sometimes I would get in books that I thought would be intimidating, and then I, like, Kings and Colossians and things, and I think, oh my gosh, how am I going to understand that? But actually, once I got in, and I was just fascinated, you know, that, oh, wow, look what this king did, and look how God dealt with that one, and, oh, I just enjoyed it so much. So I just really wanted to say, you know, if we just really ask him, he will, he's faithful to help us, and now I'm able to help other friends, and, you know, and then, of course, every New Year's, I try to encourage everybody on the 31-day month, to read that proverb, and that kind of gets people kick-started, and also it gives us wisdom for the new year. So,
amen.
So, anyway, just wanted to make that comment. Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Where do you live, Carolyn? What city?
In Trinity, Texas.
Where is that?
In Texas. Oh, just up. If you go up 45, like you're going to Dallas, and it kind of branches off past Huntsville towards.
Oh,
know,
okay.
A little area, so it's called Trinity, Texas. It's a small little place.
Okay, so Huntsville would be your biggest city, close to you.
Yes, sir. It's probably the biggest town. Yes, sir.
Okay, I spent a lot of time in Huntsville. My biggest account when I was selling chemicals was TDCJ, Texas Department of Criminal Justice. So in Huntsville a lot. So we would love to have you come visit at First Baptist Texarkana one you and your son one Sunday. And if you do, make sure to come up after the service so I can put a name with the face and get to meet you in person.
Yes, sir. We sure will. And thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed New Year.
Thank you. You too. Well, we have Robin on the line from Virginia. Robin, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, thank you so much for what you do. And God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I had called previously, I think it was one time when you were asking for a verse that was important. I was the one very close to the end that had mentioned, with God, all things are possible. Uh-huh. And then the other verse, he will uphold us with his righteous right hand.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm calling about today is basically just a praise shout out for a niece of mine, who had been put in to get evaluated for a pretty serious, situation with postpartum anxiety. And, so my family, it's my brother's daughter in a different state. I'm in Virginia. They were going to wait Christmas, you know, until she was able to get out. And the power of prayer is just a phenomenal. And so she's being released today. We've all been praying, I'm sure all their friends in Oregon and our extended family. But along with that, I guess I'll add that, you know, it's amazing sometimes even a quick, sudden tragedy or some hard situation that really pulls everybody's hearts together at a time of prayer, it actually helped to break down some of the walls between myself and someone else in my family. So I had a bit of a Christmas miracle myself. But I feel like with the topic, when you're talking about what helps us to focus more on the Word, I wanted to thank you guys for the programs on AFR, especially yours. I love to listen in the morning because it reminds me of the verse, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because sometimes if we aren't disciplined enough to get into the Word ourselves, it's that taste and the hearing of the people talking on the different, you know, shows and the pastors that will give us sometimes, I feel like it whets our appetite for more.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a grandmother who used to sit and read her Bible all the time when she had time off. And I feel like I've been blessed with that deeper desire to keep reading more on my own, you know, directly to going to the source, because it's a wonderful service that, you know, you guys and other Christian radio stations offer, and it's just a big blessing. So we can get encouraged anytime, and I thank you so much for what you do. And
amen.
And so
amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. What an encouragement. I appreciate that so much. And thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for your word of encouragement, and thank you for your kind comments. Well, you've been listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Let me just mention very briefly, if you can remember to pray for my friend Robin Reichenberger. He's having a heart transplant this morning at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And so pray for Robin Reichenberger that everything would go well and God's hand would be upon him. Well, thank you so much for listening. God bless you. And For 2023, make the priority to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.